Even Youth for Christ had special rock concerts that actually drew people in. At UBF, we had people wearing business suits to a summer camp in the middle of nowhere. I'm not sure they understand how informality is one of the appealing things about retreat. If you want formality, you can go to church. But that's besides the point. The point of a mountaintop experience is to receive a fresh perspective from Christ so that we can see the horrible, crappy, sinful world with new eyes and see that God is bigger than everything. The training wheels are kicked away, and we are forced to confront this reality that lay in front of us.
Now, if that doesn't want to make you get up and move around a little bit, I'd check your pulse to see if you had one.
Let us pray. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for the message you have given to us, that we are in the world, but not of the world. Lord, like Peter in the Transfiguration, we wish to stay up on the mountaintop and stay with you in your presence and isolate ourselves from humankind. But you call us to go out to the world to share your message. Lord, please help us to not be disheartened. Please help us to be confident in Jesus and rest securely in Jesus as we go forward and do the thing which you have called us to do in the world. Please help us to be bold and boldly confront the world in love and servitude as your son Jesus did. Please help us to take something significant away from our mountaintop experiences and help it to flavor our interactions with our fellow human beings in a positive way. Please help us to be transfigured like your son Jesus, and help us to become more righteous and behave more like Jesus, and help us not to fall back into our sinful patterns of thinking and behavior. I pray these things in your son Jesus' holy name. Amen. And help us not to be forgetful of what we have learned in our mountaintop experiences. And now, time once again for Skeptic Corner!
Note that in these verses, the Lord is identified as the God of the Hebrews, not simply as God. Thus again, the writer illustrates his belief in polytheism.
That's a bunch of crap. Talk about reading too much into the passage. Elsewhere in the Bible, we see that the supposed gods of other nations are idols. They are lifeless things that have no power to save people. Only Yahweh can save people. And the people who worship these things are shown to receive the wrath of God.
The Lord is the Hebrews' God, not the God of everyone.
If this were so, then the high priest would not be offering sacrifices on behalf of the Gentile nations to atone for their sins. But in fact, in the Bible, they do this. And later, Jesus, becoming the ultimate high priest, brings in so many Gentiles and other nations into the picture that the Jews are turned off of their own religion. Well, enough of that. On to story time. And now, page 5 of my book entitled Gatsy Smoke.
Well, Mr. Top and Bottom wouldn't let me through. I asked him politely for the service provider. He kept saying the same thing over and over. Top and Bottom and Top again.
The intercom was playing Courting Oberich, a famous polka tune. Cupcake kept covering the sides of her head to block out the music.
Scott, could you please play something besides this polka junk?
She whined.
Junk? Junk? Polka is not junk. It's an art form, and a very funny one, I might add, created by the Germans. Why, without it, what would that bouncy Latino music from Mexico sound like? What indeed? Said Scott.
But seeing that she didn't look happy, he took out a CD of Native American music and played that instead. Scott, did you call the police? Pudgy asked. The owl scratched his chin.
You know, the thought did occur to me. Matter of fact, let me try something.
He picked up the receiver and turned the bell crank to get the switchboard.
Hello? Operator?
Cupcake smacked her head.
Brilliant, just brilliant,
she muttered under her breath.
I think I already tried.
Shh! I think I'm getting something.
Pudgy heard a voice mocking the owl. It said,
Top and Bottom and Top again.
Operator, I need the police.
Operator, I need the police. Top and Bottom and Bottom and Top again.
Now listen. I'm getting quite fed up with you, Mr. Top and Bottom. You leave my friends alone. You hear me? Leave us alone and get me the operator.
The owl was answered by more mockery.
Look, I know you're there, and I know you're listening. Get me the operator, right now.
The raspy voice hissed on the other end.
Top and Bottom and Top again. Thank you.
Pudgy watched the owl tremble and put down the receiver, staring at the thing in terror.
Did you get the police?
Scott looked sad.
No, I got that horrible Mr. Top and Bottom again.
This concludes page 5 of Gatsy Smoke. And to think, you could have been playing video games right now.
If you'd like to get in contact with that tree, you may email him at acttree@yahoo.com. That is the letter akktri@yahoo.com.
For more devotionals, please go to www.egroups.com/fuzzylowbarbread.
Thank you for listening to Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.